Okay. Sixth parak of Truma, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachal is poilev, that's also Truma. A person has workers that he made up to feed, or he made up to feed some gifts, feed some guests. Who mishalmes the keren, v'hei mishalmes the chomish, divi rabbi meir. So here's an interesting situation. The one who were eating thought they were getting kumin. So who's responsible for this? Do we say the one who fed them, that he took truma and he fed it to people, that was just his way of eating, using other people to eat it up for him? Or do we say no, since actually they ate it, they're the ones that have to pay the keren v'chomish? So the Tana Kama, which is Rabbi Meir, holds that he's considered the one who stole the truma by the fact that he gave it over to them. So therefore, the principal, he has to pay back to the kohanim. But the fifth, he admits that they have to pay, because the fifth, we said, is a type of kapora, kenas, for the one who ate the truma, and since they actually did the issa, they did the issa of eating truma, so they have to pay the chaymish. The chachom say, hey, misham, to came the chaymish. They pay everything. Because the maita, they're the ones that ate it, and they ate it b'shegeg. Because even though they relied on the Baal HaBayis, it's not an onus. It's a kind of onus, but it's not mamish. They were forced to do it. It was possible they could have checked that a little bit more. But since they're not fully responsible for it, it's a shegeg, and therefore they pay the principal and the chaymish. But he had to reimburse them, because why should they have to pay? They made up that with him that they're not going to pay for the food. Therefore he reimburses them. Whom shamlem demei sudosim, he pays them back their meals. The question is, what's the difference between the two shitas? At the end of the line, Lamaisa, the Baal HaBayis, is anyway going to pay either directly to the Kohanim or pay them back when they pay for the Kohanim. So, says, the difference is that how much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay the value of Truma? In other words, if he's paying the Kohanim and he pays the value of Truma, which is a little cheaper. If he pays them for the Suda that he promised them, so he has to pay the full price of Kulin. Yeah, now here's a little kiddush. We have a case where somebody was invited to a dinner, or for example, you have a situation, you make a wedding, and you have a hechsher and everything else, you assume everything's kosher, and ends up the food wasn't kosher. Do they have to reimburse you or not? So here seems to be saying that if he fed you food that wasn't kosher, he has to reimburse you even though you ate it, and accept an explanation because the person is disgusted by the fact that it wasn't kosher. And the halacha says that depends what type of issa it was. If it's an issa deraisa, you have to reimburse them. If it's a rabbanon, you do not. If it comes a maisa, you should never come a maisa, ask at all.